If you were in the mood to read some super fun romances while also supporting indie authors, then I got you. It is also worth mentioning that one of the books in this list was a 5-star read. It was so much fun, so definitely check them out. Okay, the first book that I have that I was fortunate enough to be sent is A Quiet Son by Noemi Darlene. I gave this book 3.5 stars, and this was such a fun, quick, easy little romance read. In this book, our FMC's name is Soleil, and she gets taken as a prisoner of war by the Stroken Empire, and she becomes captive to the Emperor, who she thinks is to blame for her brother's death. They find themselves in very close quarters and close proximity, lots of forced proximity, when she becomes his personal servant. And she finds herself torn between the duty she feels to her family and her growing affections and attentions to the Emperor. This book would be really good for you if you're in the mood for just a very quick, very fast-paced romance and a will-they, won't-they type relationship. Next up, we have Dark Birch Academy by Krista Graves, and I gave this book 4 stars. This would be a really good book for you if you like a Fourth Wing mixed with Harry Potter Academy setting type vibes. In this book, we have Dark Bloods versus Clear Bloods. We have an FMC who is a very stabby, badass assassin who is sent to infiltrate her enemy's academy. We have a very grumpy dragon shifter professor. So we got like a professor-student relationship there. And if you've read Zodiac Academy, the professor in this book reminds me a lot of Professor Lance O'Ryan. In this book, our MMC and our FMC don't really like each other very much, but they have a common interest. So they really have no choice but to work together. So we get a lot of forced proximity in that regard for their relationship. And they have like a truce, they work together, and then they go right back to being enemies by the end of the book. But the tension and the banter of the two of them throughout, I read this whole book. We don't even get a kiss, okay, between the two of them for this whole book. This is a slow burn, but the tension will have you literally kicking your feet, teeing, giggling, doing all of the things. This was very fun. And lastly, we have Of the Stars and Sea by Brianna Remus. I gave this book 5 stars. This book is available on July 10th, and it will be available also on Kindle Unlimited for all of my Kindle girlies. This book was designed for the girlies in mind that love Pirates of the Caribbean, okay? Maybe you're a Will Turner girly, maybe you're a Captain Jack girly, but either way, this book will scratch that itch for you. This really is all of the fun, all of the adventure, all of the whimsy that you get from Pirates of the Caribbean, in addition to the whole pirate nautical themes, but it also has such a good romance. In this story, our FMC is a pirate captain, and our MMC is also a pirate captain, but he is like the most feared, the most revered, the most dangerous, most cutthroat pirate in the entire realm. Our FMC, Rowenya, comes into possession of an ancient artifact that will lead her to the most legendary treasure in the entire realm. But our MMC, Grayson, finds out that she has it and in turn forces her aboard his ship so that she can help him find the treasure instead. Because the clues that lead to the treasure are written in the language of the old gods, and Rowenya is the only one that can read and translate them, so he has no choice but to bring her aboard. And like I said, the plot is very action-packed. It's full of adventure. It has all of like the pirate sea sailing things that we love to see, but the romance and the banter is also so scrumptious. The dialogue of the MMC in here reminds me actually a lot of the way that Reese from ACOTAR talks. So if you were a Reese girly and also love Pirates of the Caribbean, then I think you would absolutely devour this book. The book is the first in a series and it ends on a very big cliffhanger, so I am on the edge of my seat, quite literally, for book 2. I am so excited.